This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Tragedy overseas, where an earthquake that rocked Turkey and Syria early this morning has now killed more than 1,500 people, and more are feared dead. Turkey's president giving an update this morning. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Recep Tayyip Erdogan says help has been offered from some 45 countries in the aftermath of the deadly earthquake and powerful, still ongoing aftershocks hitting southeast Turkey and northern Syria. Erdogan adds thousands of people have been injured, many rescued from collapsed structures, explaining because the debris removal efforts are still continuing, we do not know how high the number of dead and injured will be. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Here at home, authorities in Ohio are worrying about a possible explosion near a site where a train went off the tracks on Friday. The AP's Jennifer King.
Officials are calling for additional evacuations near the wreckage of a train derailment in northeastern Ohio. The Ohio governor's office issued a statement, and sheriff's deputies went door-to-door in East Palestine Sunday, warning hundreds of residents remaining within a one-mile radius of a train that derailed and caught fire Friday to evacuate. Officials said that one of the rail cars was at risk of a catastrophic failure with concerns about a potential explosion and shrapnel. I'm Jennifer King.
This morning, China says it's lodged a formal complaint with the U.S. Embassy after the U.S. shot down a Chinese balloon over the United States. Washington suspects it was a spy balloon. Beijing says it was a weather balloon gone accidentally adrift. China says this morning the U.S. overreacted. Only 37% of Democrats want President Biden to run for re-election. That's according to a new poll from the AP and the Newark Center for Public Affairs Research. Beyonce now has more Grammys than any other artist, 32. But Harry Styles won Album of the Year at the Grammy Awards last night. This is AP News. Notice more stuff under glass at stores recently? We're behind the counters. The AB's Julie Walker with what retailers are doing to keep thieves from getting their merchandise.
Across the retail landscape, businesses such as CVS, Walmart, Target have been putting items under lock and key as a quick way to stop thieves. Some, like Rite Aid, considering extreme measures. The chief officer recently saying it's looking at literally putting everything behind showcases to ensure products are there for customers who want to buy. But by trying to solve one problem, these businesses may be creating another, turning off shoppers with overreaching measures. The National Retail Federation's security survey shows $94.5 billion in losses last year to theft. Julie Walker, New York.
Charles Kimbrough has died, the actor who played a straight-laced news anchor opposite Candace Bergen on TV's Murphy Brown. He died January 11th in Culver City, California. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.